is that in Nashville, they're not selling tickets to people out of the region to try and keep that building as yellow as possible.
Okay.
Do you have any thoughts on that?
No, I guess that's their choice. They want their home ice advantage. I know we've got a lot of great loyal fans up here in Winnipeg that would, you know, love to flood down into Tennessee to watch a couple hockey games. So I understand their angle on that for sure.
I know you were there for just a short time, but just what's it going to be like to go in and play another area that you're very familiar with?
I look forward to it. You know, there's some familiar faces on the other side of the ice for me, that's for sure. Guys that I highly respect, enjoyed as my teammates and such. But I'd like to go in and beat them for sure. You know, this is that time of year. There's not a lot of friendships out there right now, and they know that. I know that. So I look forward to going down there and playing. They've been a great opponent for us all season here, so we're looking like it's going to be a great series for sure.
As a guy that knows what this room is all about, what's it like this week where you're waiting to find out what kind of a schedule and what your life lies ahead here?
I think you know, just trying to recover a little bit. You know, more importantly, we've got, you know, everybody's got bumps and bruises this time of the season, but the mental side of things, recovering mentally, kind of regaining your focus a little bit, taking a deep breath, relaxing, getting your nutrition in the proper place in the right order, and then starting to slowly now get ramped up here for this series. We're gonna, you know, we had a good practice today, an upbeat practice, and we'll be out on the ice tomorrow doing some, you know, maybe a little bit of a shorter day, and then ramp it up again on Thursday before we head down to Nashville. So it's a great time of year. You know, you really start coming closer together as a group.
Their depth guys are being given a lot of credit for getting them past that first round. Your depth guys have been doing it all year. Is this a series that you kind of see? I mean, goaltending is almost a wash because of the whole Vezina thing, lots of depth. For you, is this the kind of series where you think the depth guys will be the difference makers?
Well, you get that just about every series at this time of year, I think. Depth guys do play a big role in you know, winning these games. But like you said, I believe in our depth guys. I think we've done a great job throughout the course of the season. But now it's all about who shows up to play. You know, you can talk about, you know, so-and-so is a good matchup. That's a wash. This is a wash. But at the end of the day, everybody's got to show up and play the game. So we're just going to try to continue to do our part.
There's so many goals scored during the regular season in the five games. Can that happen in a postseason like this or not?
Well, I think so. You look around the league, especially the Philly-Pittsburgh series, the way that thing went and how high scoring it was, but I expect both teams to button down. You know, if you look back over those games and, you know, what was the post-game comments were coming from both locker rooms, it was a lack of defensive responsibilities from both sides. So they're talking about tightening up. We were talking about tightening up, and, you know, I think you're probably going to see a little bit more of that now.
Is that what happens when you see two teams that forecheck the way that your two teams do? That, I mean, you're both great defensively, but the game plan for both teams to put them in a bad spot.
You know, there's a lot of similarities in the way they play. They play a fast game as well, and they're always advancing the puck north. They're giving, you know, their strength is some of their forward speed and the way that they can skate. They're trying to get the puck advance it, get us in foot races, and that's a lot like we do. We do the same thing. We try to put opponents on their heels, and when you do that, you cause turnovers, and turnovers lead to offense and opportunity. So, and at the end of the day, then you got to have the ability and the skill to put the puck in the net, and both teams have that as well.
The message I keep hearing coming out of this room in terms of trying to shut down their defense, their offensive defensemen, is to beat them back up ice. But they do a good job of setting up in the zone and still getting that offense from the point. How do you stop that? That's when they're in your zone and set up and still finding those guys.
Well, we can't give away all of our keys right now, right?
Could we take a couple?
No, but you're right. You got to stay ahead of them coming out of their defensive zone. You don't want to allow them to get odd man rushes when their D can join up and be that fourth guy in the zone. But you got to play them tight. You got to play them physical. You got to take away time and space just like any good player in the league. And, you know, they've got some real good defensemen back there that can put up points. So we're going to try to play inside their equipment. You know, be tight on them, be all over them, not allow them to have the extra room.